The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm going to shame you if you're not tipping, but there are some exceptions. Let's talk about it now. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so tipping at the very least. At the very least, you get the worst service, 15%. No ands, ifs, or buts. However, if you go up to the coffee spot and you're serving yourself, if you are at a fast food chain and you're just picking up your order, I think it's a little odd that folks ask for a tip. I might do a dollar or two, but I can't do 20 or 30% if I'm the one doing all the work.
That's the part that kills me, is that when I'm doing something, like if I'm at a fast food restaurant and they hit me with the 20%, homie, I might give you a dollar.
Doing a dollar every time.
And then, okay, and then I was at this like fancy little grocery store the other day.
Okay, automatic.
I'm getting a chips and a water. And the girl literally flips it around, gives me the swing around, here, tip me. And I looked at her and I swang it back around and I was like, nah. And she was like, oh my gosh. She literally said, oh my gosh. Like, she was shaming me because I didn't tip her for water and chips.
That's kind of on you. If you want to go to the fancy little grocery store, you get fancy little grocery store energy.
Anthony, you're right. You know how those people are. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So either way, I think tipping is a must. How do you feel about it? Call us up, 877-730-DCS1. Call or text Anthony A. National Day.
Today, we are celebrating National Ding-a-Ling Day, all right? Oh. Which if you're not familiar with the term, a ding-a-ling is a phone call. You go ahead and give a ding-a-ling to somebody.
The Simpsons.
I need to give a ding-a-ling to my best friend. So
automatic, give me a ding-a-ling later, okay?
More than willing to give you a ding-a-ling.
Next is National Gingerbread House Day. And this is something else that make you feel warm and fuzzy during the Christmas time.
That's how bad gingerbread is. We make houses out of it and then we throw the cookies away. Nobody wants to eat that. Oh. That's how bad gingerbread is. It's not good.
That's a controversial take.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is, dude. An anti-gingerbread house take. Wild. All right. And let's go to wrap it up on National Poinsettia Day. Besides the mistletoe, it's probably the biggest Christmas plant out.
And they're very expensive. You know, they're indigenous to Mexico. When the Spanish came here, they thought they were a miracle because they would turn red.
I mean, they're a beautiful plant. Yeah.
They're absolutely beautiful. How do we say them, though?
Poinsettia.
Is it poinsettia? 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 Does anyone really know how to pronounce this? I'm serious. I'm not being facetious.
For real. If you know how to pronounce this correctly, please go ahead and give us a ding-a-ling.
Our phone number is 877-730-DCS1, or leave a message saying it correctly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you remember when our listener called us and said, I'm dating my boss who's married? He's on the phone again.
Oh.
And he needs some advice because they're still seeing each other.
Oh.
I'm going to take him off hold right now. My first question is, does the wife know?
I don't know if they're open. I don't talk to his wife, but I talk to him. Supposedly, he's going to leave his wife, but then I'm like, I don't want to be the reason why.
Then maybe you should tell her.
First of all, I don't talk to her. I just know of her. What should I do, if anything?
I think you should say something to her.
No. It's not his business to say anything.
Well, you tell me, automatic. What do you think?
I don't condone what you're doing, but it's not your job to tell his wife.
Well, I have a question. What if it was you?
Oh, my God. Now you're going to play the reward card. If it was me, sweet Jesus, I wouldn't want somebody to tell me. At the same time, if you're wanting to play this game with another dude, then you should at least own up to it. You know what I mean?
He's responsible for his relationship, not you. But I asked you a question. If it were you, if you were the wife, would you want to know?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm good with it.
You're saying that now, but I really feel like if it were you, you'd be singing another tune.
And what exactly is going on with you two now?
Recently, he's stepping up the game and being like more affectionate and just texting and calling. And I'm like, I think you need to go home.
So you are not looking for love, or are you looking for love?
Yeah, just not with a person that's married. That's my boss.
Yeah, you don't want to be with somebody who's married. You're never going to be first.
Yeah, but that's not on him.
So you think it's okay?
No, I don't think it's okay, but it's not your responsibility to tell his wife.
How do your friends and family feel about this situation?
I told my mom about it, and my mom was like, what are you doing? And then she was like, you shouldn't be doing that. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm not the one that started it. where it initially started was because of, like, him. He was like, oh, well, do you want some breakfast or do you want burrito? I thought it was, like, kind of normal text. And so I was like, okay, I'll take one. And then I just said, he was like, what do you want? And I don't know, surprised me. So it was just, like, kind of started from there.
So it all started with a breakfast burrito.
Because he wanted your burrito.
Well, I think we both wanted each other's burrito.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
But it was pretty good, though.
This is a recipe I want nothing to do with. I cook on a daily basis, but we're not cooking up scandalous unfaithful on this show. Good morning. Who is this?
Hi, this is Jamie.
Jamie, are you married?
No, divorced.
Oh, no, Jamie, what happened?
His choice.
His loss, Jamie, okay? That's what we say here, his loss. If you were still with him, and let's just say he was unfaithful, would you want someone to tell you?
Yes.
Okay, would you want the person he was being unfaithful with, maybe, to let you in on the secret?
Well, you know, this is really kind of an interesting question because my husband cheated on me with a person that we both knew.
What? Can you tell me what happened?
It was someone he used to work with. And he'd maintained a relationship with after they stopped working together. I had no problem with him being friends with her, but he never told me the truth, even though I asked him to. So I didn't get all the fun. I didn't get to have the rage and the anger, and all I got was the confusion of, why are you suddenly leaving me?
And so he's with this woman now, obviously.
Yeah, they married.
I have a solution to all this. How about you just don't step out on your partner?
Automatic. That's why I married you, because you're faithful.
That's right.
Would you want the person that your partner was cheating on you with to tell you? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Automatic Anthony A. Just when I thought 50 Cent couldn't get any bigger, he just launched an action movie and series channel on Roku.
Oh, he has, I didn't even know about this.
Well, I didn't either until he put it up. And he's inviting everybody to watch.
Did he do that in between trolling Jay-Z?
Yes. He's so good at what he does. 50 Cent is no longer known for making music. We all love the classics from back in the day, Get Rich or Die Trying, and many, many more.
I mean, his concerts sell pretty well. I think people care about his music still.
We know his music from back in the day, like I said. But today, he doesn't make new music. He makes investments.
And
he
movies and TV shows.
Yeah, so he's had a production company for many, many years, and it has produced some very fine work. This is just a partnership that Roku says they are very excited about. I know why, though, because they're not really like one of the top apps, but I feel like they think they're going to lure...
They're not Tubi either, though.
No, they're not Tubi, but they feel like... Actually, Tubi has more subscriptions now than Roku.
For
they surpassed Roku. Well, yeah,
it's free.
Yeah, that's right. It's free. So 50 Cent's partnership with them, Roku says they think is going to bring all of his fans in to watch his channel.
And that sounds funny when you say his fans, but 50 Cent does have fans of his moving and TV producing credits,
yes.
You know, because he produced Power, which is one of the greatest series of recent memory as well.
Think about the way that people would watch that show. Addicted to the TV, wanting to know what Cookie was doing next. You know, everybody was watching it for that. It's G-Unit Films and Television Studio. Do you know this has been around almost 20 years now? Oh my gosh. Oh. He's been running game like that for that long. And now he's running it on Jay-Z too.
Oh man, he will not leave Jay-Z alone. And I get it. You know, Jay-Z didn't want him to be on the Super Bowl, so he's taking every shot he can at Jay-Z while he's, you know, open to taking some stuff right now.
Why don't 50 Cent and Jay-Z like each other automatic? I don't know the history of this.
Okay, it started at Summer Jam when Jay-Z went after 50 Cent when he said, I don't give a damn about 50 Cent. I'm all about a dollar.
So this is, you're talking to y'all.
This is like 20 years ago. And then when 50 Cent was going to be on the Super Bowl, Jay-Z said no, and then Eminem said, I won't perform if 50 Cent's not on the Super Bowl.
So, of course, Jay-Z's not going to say no to Eminem, the biggest selling hip-hop artist of all time.
And so that just reignited the beef between Jay-Z and 50 Cent. And when all this stuff came out about, you know, him and Diddy, 50's been going in on him again.
Did 50 Cent forget he was just accused by his ex of assaulting her 9 months ago?
You would have to ask him that.
Yeah.
I doubt we'll get that interview after I just said that. But anyway...
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ariana Grande on top of the world with her movie Wicked. We're all seeing what an amazing actress she is. Automatic, you even said she deserves some kind of award.
I forgot what a great actress she was because I just remember that her for doing music at this point because she's just been running it for so long.
And she's making the rounds. She was in Paris with an influencer named Sally who asked her, how do you handle all of the trolls making all the negative comments about your body? She started crying. And I felt this so much. Take a listen.
You know, I've been doing this in front of the public and kind of been
a specimen in a petri dish, really, since I was 16 or 17, you know? So I have heard it all of what's wrong with me, and then you fix it, and then it's wrong for different reasons. There's a comfortability that people have commenting on that that I think is really dangerous. I just don't invite it in anymore. It's not welcome.
That right there, it's not welcome. I don't understand why people want to be mean and being hurtful makes someone feel good. Like making someone else feel bad, if that makes
them feel good.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. I had a troll come at me this past weekend and he kept writing all these terrible negative things on my Instagram page. And I thought about just ignoring him. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to say something. And I clapped back just a little bit. I wasn't ugly like him. He ended up coming back and saying, Dana, I actually love your podcast. You know, I listen to you all the time on the radio. It was so weird.
That's the thing is most trolls are your biggest fans. And if you just engage with them, they usually give up on being a jerk.
DJ and Mac, that's the first time it's ever happened. Usually trolls are, he probably normally would have said something even uglier.
No, you're right. I've had some people that... Yeah, you're right.
Every joke has a target. And with that being said, everybody on the internet feels like they're a comedian. So everybody wants to do their little like funny takes here and there, not understanding that to somebody else, that joke may have a pretty severe impact on how that person's feeling. And you don't know what that other person on the other end of that joke is going through. That big desensitization, I think that's a word.
Yes.
Is going on. And that allows people to say whatever they want just for the attention or just so they could feel that they're funny.
And imagine being on the fame level that Ariana Grande's on. And so she's getting it times a million every single day.
Her strength at the end saying it's not welcome felt good. But that vulnerability in the beginning is her humanity. She's just a woman doing the best she can, and to make fun of her looks, I don't know, like I said, if you make fun of people and it makes you feel good, you might want to go to therapy. You might want to talk to somebody about that, because you're not right in the head. It's not okay.
I think Ant's already in therapy.
Do you believe in clapping back or ignoring trolls? Which is better? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text right now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One of your favorites is making a comeback to Mickey D's, and it's been gone since 2016. Automatic. We'll talk about it in food news. Hot hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by A3A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
A man named Deobra Redden, who went viral recently for attacking a judge while she was sentencing him, was just sentenced for that attack to 26 to 65 years in a Nevada prison.
You're talking about the guy that jumped over the desk and went after the female judge?
Yes, Automatic. Here's an excerpt from that moment.
In accordance with the laws of state of Nevada, this court...
He could have killed her. He could have just... It was so crazy the way this happened. You can go to at Dana Cortez on Instagram and watch the video. I was scared for her. And the way that he did it... He's sick, by the way. He has schizophrenia. He knows this. He apologized to the judge during the sentencing and said he did not have any intent to kill her. I don't know that to be true or not. I don't know that he knows, because he's not okay mentally.
It's a sad situation that he basically ended his life by that reaction that he had.
It's even more sad, DJ Automatic, that a person this sick has nowhere to go but prison. We don't have an answer in the greatest country on earth for in our healthcare system to help the many people we see wandering the streets who are obviously sick and need assistance. And on that note, I'm just going to move on and be happy now. I need some food news.
Mickey D's is bringing back the snap wrap.
The snap wrap?
The snap wrap.
The snack wrap, my friend.
Oh.
The snack wrap.
That might be why I've never heard of the snap wrap.
I've never had one.
Well, it must be good if people are fighting for it. I mean, just kind of like your double decker. You've been fighting for the double decker for years now. Obviously, there's been some kind of,
initiative. Put some kind of respect on the double decker, okay? I've never even tried this snack wrap or whatever it's called from McDonald's. It's got, would you eat the tortilla from McDonald's, just personally?
Yeah, dude, it's a great snack wrap. And as a person who is a wrap connoisseur, I would say that I'm excited to see that the snack wrap wars are heating up now between the King and Ronald. Because for a long time, in recent memory, Burger King was running the snack wrap game. But now that Ronald's back into it, it's kind of like an old classic veteran coming out of retirement.
Yeah, it's like the big fight. You know, Automatic, you asked me, would you eat a tortilla from there? I eat ribs from McDonald's. You damn. damn straight. I had to McRib. You know what I'm saying? Let me try it at least one time. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go kick it off with National Poinsettia Day. All right, besides the mistletoe, this is the most popular Christmas and holiday plant around.
It's so beautiful. When the Spanish arrived to this part of the world, they saw the poinsettia, or however you say it. We're still waiting for somebody to call us and teach us how to say this, please. And they thought it was a miracle plant. And they're beautiful. They're indigenous to Mexico, and they grow wild all over the country. I'm going to go find one there because they cost too much at the grocery store. Thanks. All right, what else do we have?
Let's continue hitting them with the facts. Today, we are celebrating a construction piece that was made popular thanks to the classic fairy tale Hansel and Gretel. It is National Gingerbread House Day.
Oh, I was like, where is he going with this one?
I never built a gingerbread house with my family.
Really? Maybe that's why I have so much hate for it, because it was a good time to put those together. They don't taste good, but the fact that you can build something out of them is kind of cool.
Automatic, you can build something with a double decker, but it tastes good, so you don't want to. The reason you build the gingerbread house with the gingerbread cookies is because it's no bueno. Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Since it's cuffing season, and DJ Automatic, you and I get to cuff, and Anthony A., you have no one to cuff with, I went ahead and bought you pajamas that match ours, so when we take our Christmas pictures, you won't feel left out.
Nice. Thank you, Dana, because that was a part of a relationship I'm missing. The matching pajamas. That's actually going to coil my cold heart right now.
I don't even know how to feel about this. I feel like it's kind of weird.
It's not weird. It's not completely matching. You and I are in red and black plaid.
And Anthony's the outcast? What, did you put him in black? He's the black sheep?
He has a black velvet shirt with black
The black sheep.
No, he's like us, but not really. But that way, we can all be matching for the holidays. It's what we do. We're going to take
for like a show picture.
Yeah, and we can send out cards and everything. Mistletoe and green holly jolly and lights.
There's a lot of things fine. I do you for this what? Show. I don't know.
Velvet top. I kind of sound like an escort now. This is kind of wild, dude. This is kind of crazy.
We could put you up for rent for the holidays.
Yeah, if you want to rent a boyfriend, I'm here for it.
Who was it that said, "What is that, velvet?" What is it?
Dana, homie to homie, I do appreciate where your heart is. But, you know, it's not all negative times when it comes to being single during the holidays. One of my favorite things about being single during the holidays is that the whole gift budget goes to you.
Yes.
That's the best thing about it. When you got to go out there and the only person you're shopping for is yourself, it's beautiful, dude. It's beautiful.
I could save a lot of money because whenever I buy someone a gift, I buy myself one too. So I'm spending double the money.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to go with the family thing. You don't have to be obligated.
Look at us. We're on the same page, brother. That was the same thing I was going to say. This is for my people. Well, anytime I've been in a new relationship, you know what it's like when you have to go over and first meet the family. The awkward Christmas introduction, and you're meeting the family.
And then dad gives you the extra hard handshake.
And if somebody wants to bring up politics, and here we go.
Wait, hold on. I'm still going all the way back to Automatic saying, you don't have to deal with the family. Is there something wrong with my family?
No, I love your family. Your mom's one of my favorite people in the world.
But you had to get through a lot of bad families to get to Dana's good one.
Exactly. Thank you, Anthony.
One of the weirdest encounters I ran into is one of my exes, her mother was so in love with her ex-boyfriend that she was constantly comparing us at the thing because I wasn't out there helping chop wood and I wasn't out there hanging with the guys.
You were the man.
I wasn't with the man. Dude, I was over there rolling empanadas with the grandma and apparently that was frowned upon over there.
I would have rather had somebody helping me make tamales than chop wood. Nobody in my family ever chopped wood.
That's why we're married.
Thank you, Automatic. Thank you. So you don't mind being single during the holidays. You're not lonely at all. Do you wish you had a cuddle buddy?
This man's birthday is on Christmas. He has a party every year for Christmas. There's no reason for him to be single. He's going to have plenty of fun at his birthday.
But he plays second to Jesus. Jesus always wins.
Actually third because Santa's a strong second.
I'm asking you now, will you wear the matching PJs and we'll all do Christmas card photos for the social media? Yeah, we got to get up for the IG.
You know what?
And Facebook.
I want to be single next holiday season. So, yes, I will wear them this season. Because when people see me in a velvet top, they're going to be like, oh, what? Okay. Let him be.
They're going to be like, is that their child?
let that boy be.
When they see you, Automatic, and me, Dana Cortez, nobody's going to think Anthony has a child. Are you down to wear matching PJs with your partner? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text me right now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I was brought to tears watching Ariana Grande do this interview. Obviously, automatic Anthony A. She's making the rounds. She's on top of the world right now with Wicked. She was in France and she sat down with an influencer named Sally, who asked her, how are you handling the trolls who comment and body shame you on social media? Here's what Ariana said. And by the way, she's crying.
I mean, I've been doing this in front of the public and kind of been a specimen in a petri dish, really, since I was 16 or 17, you know? So I have heard it all. There's a comfortability that people have commenting on that I think is really dangerous. Yeah. I just don't invite it in anymore. It's not welcome.
That part. It's not welcome. But you hear in the beginning, she's crying. And then at the end, she's strong. She's just a person. And I love that she's being vulnerable with her answer, because you would think she's going to be tough. She's a superstar. I feel terrible when people talk trash to me online. I get so in my feels. I am a grown woman. You know, I don't understand why it affects me and the way it does.
The worst part about it is you can have 1,000 positive comments and then you get that one negative.
And that's
the only one you can look at.
I'm an online cutter. I see all the positive, don't care. The one troll, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm focused in on it. And I can't let it go for days.
You just stare at that. You just focus on that one. And then you go to see whose profile it is. And the person ends up not even looking like a real person. They don't even have a picture on their account or nothing like that. It's just a bunch of what seems like bot pages tearing you down. And the worst part about a troll is when a troll is correct. When a troll is right. Oh, that's
when I just delete the comment. You might be right, but nobody else is going to see that.
That one breaks me down, especially, you know, performing stand-up comedy. A lot of times you'll have people, not just the hecklers, but people after the show. And it's even if you do a good job and you make them feel comfortable, where they feel that they could just walk up to you and just critique you live on the spot. And I've had people walk up to me and they're, you know, off a couple of espresso martinis and it's like one bachelorette party. And they're like, we think you're so funny, but you should say it like this. And it's like, oh, it tears me up inside, because 8 out of 10 times they're wrong, but those 2 times that they're right, oh, that crushes me. And it's like,
hey, how about this? When that same bachelorette party goes to the club later and they say, play something you can dance to.
Oh, automatic.
And then I'm like, wait, what? I can't hear you.
What have I been doing all night? And we don't like it. Yeah. I'm going to go to the club.
I'm going to leave if you don't play this song. All right, later.
Well, we learned out of this break is that me and Otto could do good impersonations of drunk chicks. That's pretty cool.
And for some reason, it's always a drunk chick.
You know what I was going to say, though? We should answer every single troll, whether it's a heckler at the comedy show, somebody at the club with you, DJ Automatic, or me online with what Ariana Grande said. This energy is not welcome. How about that part? Yeah! How about that part?
I love that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.